Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. Officers representing seven county law enforcement agencies will continue the Avoid the 7 DUI campaign through the Labor Day weekend, part of a national anti-DUI crackdown. The program is funded by a grant from the California Office of Traffic Safety through the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. From August 16th through midnight on Thursday, officers have made 59 arrests for driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs. Last year, 33 arrests were made during the same time period. During the Labor Day weekend, extra DUI saturation patrols will be deployed in Humboldt County. DUI arrest data collection will continue through midnight on Labor Day. In addition to the Avoid the 7 DUI campaign, the California Highway Patrol will be conducting its own Labor Day maximum enforcement period. During this period, beginning today at 6 p.m. and continuing through Monday at midnight, all CHP officers will be on patrol to ensure the safety of motorists and to remove impaired drivers from the roadways. During last year's maximum enforcement period, 35 people died as a result of collisions on roadways in California. Nearly half of the 16 vehicle occupants were not wearing a seatbelt. Additionally, more than 1,300 arrests were made for driving under the influence, an 11% decrease from the previous year. The Corral Complex, ignited on August 10th after a lightning storm, continues to burn within the 1999 Megrim Fire and the 2009 Backbone Fire areas in the Trinity Alps Wilderness. Over 1,000 fire personnel are on scene to battle the blaze that has scorched more than 11,000 acres. Thanks to higher humidity and cooler temperatures, firefighters have had success in constructing indirect lines along the south and western sides of the wildfire. Additionally, there are now more opportunities to construct direct lines along the north and northeastern perimeter. Although Willow Creek is expecting a large influx of people over the Labor Day weekend thanks to the Bigfoot Festival, fire officials do not believe that the extra visitors will affect fire suppression efforts. Big Hill Road, Tish Tang Road, and Four Corners on the Hoopa Valley Indian Reservation remain closed. The fire currently stands at 18% containment. Six Rivers National Forest is currently seeking volunteers to participate in a Trails Workday opportunity in the Gasquet Ranger District Smith River National Recreation Area. According to Recreation Specialist Carrie Carter Griffin, volunteers will primarily be clearing brush and doing tread work. The work will also involve moderate hiking. The workday will commemorate the 20th anniversary of National Public Lands Day on September 28th. This morning, the county courthouse was evacuated after a report of smoke in the building. Humboldt Bay Fire responded to the report and learned that an electrical motor controlling the corrections elevator malfunctioned, causing smoke to travel through the building's ventilation system and enter hallways and offices. Personnel were evacuated as fire crews neutralized and removed the smoke. Individuals were able to re-enter the courthouse around 11:45 a.m., and the cause of the malfunction remains under investigation. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Not many people think about the infrastructure that is so necessary to the functioning of our cities. It's the reason we have clean water to drink and electricity to power our homes and businesses. Here in Humboldt County, a lot of that infrastructure is very old, and after the water emergency that occurred in Wyatt due to outdated infrastructure, there has been renewed focus on reinvestment. Fortuna City Manager Regan Candelario spoke about the Steward Street Tank Project, one of the many infrastructure improvement projects being undertaken by the city of Fortuna.
The tanks that were there prior were there for about 100 years, serving their community. And a lot of people don't think about it that way. You know, and like you said, you just want the tap to work when you turn it on. You don't really pay attention. And this new $4 million project that has $2 million, it's doubled that capacity, we hope will be in service for another 100 years.
Candelario went on to describe another infrastructure project.
The one that's the most important that I didn't mention yet, but it's really trying to get prepared for a new permit at our wastewater treatment plant in 2016. That's a few years away, but they come up quick, and we need to make some significant changes to make sure that the work that we're doing out there now gets upgraded and improved to meet the state's requirements for water.
Resilient and well-maintained infrastructure is absolutely critical for the health of a city. And you can now follow us on Twitter at KINS News. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.